Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
100% of the time, I agree with you that hot sauce is the best. For an hour and a half the other day, I did not agree. I think Andrew should just clip these last 3 minutes and just play that whenever he's struggling.
I got you, Andrew.
Yeah.
She disrespected him in the bada bing in front of all of his superiors.
By and
that's
yelling
what you gotta
at
do.
Him.
You gotta kill a bitch.
Not today.
So I walked in on a man taking a shit at the gym. And it's, you'd think because you're in the bathroom, you'd be like a little prepared for it. You are so not prepared.
He had not locked the stall?
No. And it wasn't even like fully shut. Like there was like a little, like it was open a little.
Maybe he had to like, maybe it was an emergency and he had to run in there.
I don't know. He looked very relaxed in there.
Oh.
He didn't look frantic.
Oh.
Yeah. He was like on his phone. It's, I think it's. It bothers me so much because I think it's like my worst nightmare. You know what I mean? Like
sure.
Just to be
of
like,
because
I only shit at home.
Right.
So someone like walking in while I'm shitting, it, like you think you're prepared because you're in a bathroom, but it was just as crazy as if like I opened my refrigerator and there was someone in there taking a shit. Like I was for like the next 20 minutes, it was like, oh. Like,
all you could think about.
Yeah. I'm like, because I also think about, I'm like, oh my God, imagine being in there and like you're taking a shit and you're like mid-poop and you're relaxed. What if it's even like coming out and then all of a sudden the door swings open and like I'm there?
Right.
That
right,
is,
right.
And but again, that might not even bother this dude. Who knows? But for like, he might be fucking from the military and he's like,
he
yeah, we used to shit next to each other. But for me.
Let me ask you a question. Let's say, crazy thinking, you get married one day.
Mm-hmm.
And you're with this person all the time, right? Is it intimately, like, all the things. Like, if she sees you pooping, are you okay with that? Are you okay seeing her poop?
I mean, if it was, like, a situation where it's like, oh, my God, like, for some reason it, like, has to happen, then it's like, whatever. But
no,
not to be like, oh, I'm brushing
happen.
My teeth.
It never
like,
has to happen.
No, I'm saying it could have to happen. Like, if I'm in the shower and I have, like, a see-through fucking curtain or I could see out of the, you know, the door, like, the closing door.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden she had to, like, really fucking poop. Then it's like, okay, well, yeah, but I'm not, I wouldn't do it for like, oh yeah, we poop in front of each other. Ha ha ha. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't mean, I don't like Cutter and I don't like actively poop in front of each other. Like we're not calling each other in to like have a conversation, but like if I walk by he and like he had the door open, he's like to our closet, like it, I don't think anything of it.
He poops in the closet?
Well, no, our bathroom is right outside our closet. Like, you know, you have to walk through our bathroom to get to our closet. Does that
right.
make sense?
Yeah.
And so then we have another door where the toilet is. But if he has that door open and I'm walking into our closet to get something, I don't think about it that he's pooping there. Like, would you be able to exist that way?
Yeah, I mean, that's...
You would.
Well, yeah, it's not like
okay.
a big...
I thought pooping was like really sacred for you.
No, I mean, it would be like if I like touched poop, it's like, ugh, I'm so disgusted by that. But like if somebody's like, oh, I'm pooping in there, it's like, oh, whatever. Like, I don't.
Okay. Okay.
I don't care.
Okay.
So, just any. Wondering. My boy.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You've been harassing me over text message, challenging me to what are we going to do? So you said we could play some pickleball.
Oh, yeah.
And you said, I pick Zolo. So yeah. I texted our boy Tom Segura and I said, you want to be my partner against these two? And he's like, we're going to kill him.
You know what's unfortunate? Man, this pickleball game is kind of whack. I'm not going to lie.
Here's the thing. I love the fucking YMH competitions.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I think there's one missing where it's like everybody gets to compete. You know what I mean? Because it's like, oh, you two play basketball and everyone sits around, which is cool. But I think there should be one where everyone gets to compete. So I said to him, we should do a home run derby.
Whoa.
That's fun.
Yeah. And I was like, Cutter can pitch.
Yes.
So it just, whoever says, hey, I should compete in this, you step up to the fucking plate and we figure out a thing.
My kids will be the bat boys.
Yeah. So we figure out, we work out the details, we figure it out. But also, like, I want to have Tom on here so we could talk about, because I know you guys want, like, what are the stakes for the pickleball? Like, what do we want to do? I would like, because I don't feel like any you know, or Zolo is like, oh, I want this thing that they have.
I'd put money on it.
But I do want my $1,000 back. So that's what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, I got money on Eni and Zolo. So if you want to set this up, I'm fucking down.
Hell yeah.
You're never getting this fucking money back.
Also, hell I'm down to put a grand on it myself, yeah.
You guys, you will want to set up some kind of bet. For me, I'm just coming after Nadav. I want to get, we got to put that money
come
back up.
Come and fucking get it, Rob.
Yeah. Okay.
Come and fucking get it.
Good. But I also, as much as like I do want to do the pickleball thing, I think the home run derby is going to be so much fucking fun.
That'd be tight.
I think you're overestimating how many home runs you think the staff here could do.
Yeah, that's well, funny, that, right?
That's anyone. Anyone.
We're going to do it at like a little league.
Look, you got at least
there's
one
baseball fields right next to my house.
And that's the pickleball.
Remember when we went to watch Bo? All those fields?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We could go there.
Yeah.
Maybe if it's T-ball.
No, no, no. It's harder to hit a home run with T-ball because the ball's not coming at you. Come on, smart guy. Fucking goddamn it. Bullshit. All right, let's get Jamie. Let's get Jamie back. Let's get Jamie back in the pod. I'm sorry,
I'm
Jamie,
good,
for not
I'm fine.
Here. Let's. You want to pull something out of the cup,
sure,
Jamie Lee?
Baby.
Oh, you're probably not gonna be able to read it because my handwriting.
How often do you wash your feet? I don't wash my feet. I mean, I take a shower.
Okay, so you.
Like,
when is the
extra,
last time you
like,
washed your feet?
Extra foot wash?
No. Like in the shower, washed your feet.
Like sat and like scrubbed them?
No, or just put soap to foot.
Every time I shower. Right?
Wow, like, really?
I take my loofah all the way.
Okay,
everywhere.
I just use hands. I don't do loofah. Mm.
What's wrong with the loofah?
Oh, nothing. I don't want to like sitting there all the time. It's gross. But no. I don't reach my feet every shower.
You just think the water will run down. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think feet have to be scrubbed unless you were like walking through things.
Totally. Like once a month I give my feet a good washing, and then other times it's just like a little afterthought sometimes. But like most showers I'm not washing my feet.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just assuming I wasn't talking like scrubbed up.
What
like,
about the bottom of your foot? Are you ever touching the bottom of your foot with the loofah?
No.
Okay, so that
but
would
I'll,
be that would
I'll
be washing your feet.
I'll touch the bottom of my foot with a pumice stone where you like get the dry skin. No, it's like a rock.
It's for cows.
And it's yes.
Yeah.
And it's rough. And you use it on like your heels or, you know, the sides of your big toe to take down. Yeah, there you go.
How often are you? Oh, I've seen that before. How often are you guys washing your feet?
Every time.
Every time. Wow.
You get down and scrub them every time you shower?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I'm kind of a trickle down economics type of dude when it comes to that.
Nadav, do you have that photo of the catheter?
Oh, yeah. One second.
So, Jamie, I want to show you this. So, my friend had to go, shout out to Dan. I was like, I won't use your name. He's like, use it. I'm like, okay, cool. He got this shoved into his penis.
What?
Into the
That's
head.
That's a thick catheter.
That's what I was saying.
Is that a catheter?
Yeah.
That's not a like
Or
a
no,
camera?
That might not be technically a catheter, but it was used as one. I forget the
what
exact
was going
reason.
On?
I forget the exact reason why he got it. But the reason I brought it up is because A.
That's crazy, dude.
But B, he goes, okay, so it was so painful and so crazy. He goes, but now sometimes I think of the pain and I kind of get sexually aroused. Yeah, and he's like, I'm kind of scared that this is going to turn into like me shoving things into my dick
what?
To get off.
He said that to you?
And then he said, use my name. Yeah. Oh, I got some wild friends. Yeah. So he, And he's like, I know I shouldn't like the idea of the pain. And he's like, but so I think because it was like so intense that it just it brought something out of him.
Sure. That well, now, that some people are aroused by pain.
Yeah. So, you don't have any kinks where you're like, oh, no. This is my kink. Do you have crazy kinks that you've heard of? Because I remember your friend Becca told us about one of the craziest kinks, where she said. She knew a girl who the guy, and she said it on Pajama Pants. She said, so it's not a secret. She said she knew a girl who a guy who was rich would pay her to pretend to be dead.
Yes, he would make her sit in like an ice tub and have like makeup artists make her look dead. And like, so her body was freezing and then she would just have to lay there.
Was the ice tub a joke we made or was that real?
No, I think it was, they made her body cold.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then she would have to pretend to be dead, and the guy would fuck her. Look at those two different faces. And he's like, yeah, I did that.
And he's like, yeah,
and
okay.
Nadav is so disgusted.
Yeah,
it's not that I've done it, but I...
No, dig it, I said.
Oh, dig it. No, I don't dig it. But I it makes sense because I think I read some article about why most people in the morgue are female.
Because dudes will bang them.
Yep. That's like a normal thing, apparently.
It's a normal thing?
Like, if they're... Like
of people who work in morgues.
Yeah. Let me ask you, though, aside from the morgue thing, like, is this the thing where, like, people are so rich that they have to, like, there's nothing that feels exciting or a thrill? Like, they have to keep pushing the envelope to get any excitement? Is this a case of that? Is that a real thing?
Yeah, that's a real thing for sure. But I think those people who are constantly chasing that thing, there's something underlying that they're not.
They're filling some void.
Fulfilling, so they just keep thinking like, oh, this next thing and this next. Because that's, when I was partying, that's how I was. It was like, how could I get crazier and crazier? And next time we did this, and then this got crazy, I'm going to move to Vegas, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to take fucking...
I'm the opposite. I'm like, how can I be more boring?
And that's how I am now.
How can I do less?
So I think I fixed the thing that was inside me that needed, like, I need the next big thing. What's the next thing? Right. Where now I'm like, oh my God, this breeze is amazing. Or I'm like, I'm on my couch. I'm like, this is the greatest night of my life.
Right.
Like, I was thinking the other day of like, when are you the happiest? Like, when are you like?
When my kids are like right before we all go to bed. When like, right before my kids go to bed, when they're like chill. Usually before we put them to bed, it's like the four of us on a couch, like watching a movie, kind of letting the day go. Like my phone is in my room. I'm not looking at it for, you know, until one quick time before I go to bed type of thing. Like where I just feel like I'm off the clock and there's no more responsibilities other than just like getting them in bed.
It was hard for me to decide between two, which was right when I get into bed and I know I have 3 hours to just watch TV and sit and just do fucking nothing, which I usually do anyway, but this is even more. I'm laying down, you know? And then the other one is like at dinner with friends. Like when I'm...
Yeah, that's
if
nice.
I have like my three of my best friends at a dinner and we're all laughing and there's good food and this, it's like, man, what could make this better? Like it's just, it's so fucking great.
Yep. We're so boring.
Yeah, I'm boring as fuck, and I love it. You want to do the sweet and sour
who needs
email?
Us? Andrew needs us.
Who needs us? That's a good, yeah.
Yeah, it's a new soundbite.
Who needs us?
How to chill the fuck out, Rob and Jamie. I want to ask how you get to a place where you stop taking everything so seriously. I've always been serious and introspective, sort of smart, but not crazy smart. I'm serious about my career and I have a hard time turning off that intensity and critical, introspective sort of thought process and having fun and being fun to be around. Could you please give me advice on how to chill the fuck out? Thanks, Andrew.
Well,
I'm
going to
let you start with
this. As someone else who's very serious about his career, since I haven't worked in 15 years and now I do a podcast once a week for, for 30 minutes, I take this shit very seriously. I relate more with stuff in life. And what I do a lot is, when I feel like I'm taking something seriously, I ask myself, will I remember this in 10 years?
Mm-hmm.
Will I remember this in 5 years? Like, what does this really mean something? Or is this just me looking for something for my brain to attach to for this to be the thing today or this week or whatever? And 99% of the time, I go, no, I'm not going to give a shit about this.
But when you have a job... Like when you have a career, I think that it's totally okay to be serious about your career, but I think that you can find times to shut it off. And that could be where you're saying, like, in 10 years, will I have regretted taking this Saturday to just like be present with my friends, hanging out and not like, is it going to make a difference if I focus on the things I have to do or the things for my career right now? No. So I think giving yourself, I also think that just in general, like we're all too accessible. Like I think back to when I was a kid and my dad would work, he would go to work from like 9 to 6 and he came home and nobody had access to him anymore. So he was there with us. He was present on the weekends. Like there was no cell phones. There's no email. Like, yes, we're more productive and great things are happening because of all of this accessibility. But I think also in COVID too, I think like boundaries got crossed and like when you can talk to people, when you can email them. I think it's like overwhelming a lot of people. So I wouldn't, Andrew, put this all on yourself. I think this is like society in general. But I also am like wondering how old you are, because I found like when I hit my 40s, I realized how much of a game life is and how actually more in control I am of it than I thought, as far as like how I experience it, because you really can't control what happens to you necessarily, right? But you can control how you react to it and how you perceive it. And so I think when you start to shift your mindset a little bit, whether that's meditating for a couple of minutes every day, whatever it is, breathing. Like I literally walk by my husband all the time and I will put my hand on his back and I will not leave it for 2 minutes until he just took 10 deep breaths, and then I'll walk away. Because I'm like, you forget to just chill the fuck out sometimes. And it's like, it piles on, it piles on, it piles on. And then you wonder why you're losing your hair and snapping at everybody. You know what I mean? So I think that there's a way to balance like your intensity that might not necessarily be a bad thing in life.
I think Andrew should just clip these last 3 minutes and just play that whenever he's struggling.
I got you, Andrew.
Yeah, you fucking let him know.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But meditation is huge.
Yeah.
I've done it every day for like coming up on like 2,000 days soon, where like I haven't missed a day.
Wow, really?
Yeah. And it's just, Shit. It's so, there's a bunch of reasons why I love it. But one of the things is like, you know, for 10, 15 minutes every single day, you're in a place where you always know, like, I can go right back there if I need to. Mm-hmm. No matter how crazy shit is, I can go to my place, sit in that, and I come back here. And it's every day, no matter what's going on.
And you have to do nothing. Like, yeah. Literally, I think people think meditation is supposed to happen a certain way. It's actually the opposite. It's literally do nothing. Whatever thoughts come up, whatever feelings come up, let them. You don't have to entertain them. You can, whatever it is. But, like, it's actually just doing nothing.
And they say you use your breath as an anchor. So it's like you come back to that. If you're like, oh, I'm thinking about work and this and this and something that I don't want to be, you come back to like 4 breaths.
That's right.
You kind of reset and you just go, yeah, yeah. And one of the meditations I used to do, the guy says when like, you know, 8 minutes in of like your eyes closed, he's like, what if this was it? What if this was everything? Would you be okay with that? And the more you do it, the more you go, yeah, like I'm okay with it. Mm-hmm. Instead of that, like, you know, the first time you hear that, you're like, what? Like, what do you mean? If this is it? My eyes are closed. There's nothing going on. Like, yeah. your brain is looking for something to like get its claws into, to be like, no, I always want. And that's also like when you constantly, like when something is coming up or when you want something all the time, like that is something that it's just, it consumes you. And then when something else is going on, you're just thinking about the thing that like, I want to get my, I want to get my hooks in that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Good luck, Andrew.
Yeah. Let's do, we'll do the Sopranos trivia.
Okay.
We'll start off with the picture. And Jamie, can you describe the gentleman that we, or woman that we will be looking at?
Of course.
A good correction.
Thank you.
Oh, I know her. Okay.
I think I might know
I have to think
is.
About what her character name is. Okay, she is...
No, don't say it. Just describe what
she
this
is in a red
like.
Dress with a lot of cutouts where you can... Like, there's a cutout in her cleavage, on her rib cage, on her hips, on her legs. She has a diamond, fake diamond choker. She has a smile that you can tell she's hiding braces underneath. She has her hair up with like tendrils coming down. It's in the back room of the Bada Bing.
What are those things called? Tendrils?
Tendrils.
Tendrils.
Like if you do that, if like you had a ponytail and then you did that, that's like a tendril.
You just made that less sexy. Here, I wrote. Oh no, you say.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Her name was.
I ruined that.
So this was from the episode University. Wow. In the first, because I remember that was a big episode for me as well. It's the episode where Meadow loses her virginity. Tracy, Tracy the stripper.
Wow. Ding, 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 ding.
I just wrote the hooker Tony killed. Is
no,
that right?
Tony didn't kill her. Joey Pants killed her. Ralphie killed her.
Oh.
1 point for Jamie.
Because she was pregnant with his baby. Remember?
No recollection.
Oh, my God. Really?
No. That was when I was really partying.
That was first season.
The first season ever of Sopranos?
No, this was third season.
Way.
No, this was third season.
What
That's
was,
right.
Bonus points, why did Joey Pants kill her?
Because she was pregnant with her baby, his baby.
Oh, Jamie, answer.
No.
No. She...
She threatened to tell someone that she's fucking him.
Oh.
Nope.
Oh, I don't know.
She called. She hit him? She slapped him?
She disrespected him in the Bada Bing in front of all of his superiors.
And by that's yelling what you gotta do. Him. You gotta kill a bitch. Right, Annie?
Fits
Me?
The crime.
Yeah, all right.
Damn.
Let's. What is the next? I know how you get about women disrespecting you, Annie.
Noted.
I don't like these rumors, Nick.
Crazy, bro.
Jesus. I'm learning about Annie here too.
All right, wait, that's we could do the other thing the other time. I want to tell Annie. So usually Annie, 100% of the time I agree with you. No, this isn't bad. 100% of the time I agree with you that hot sauce is the best.
Mm.
For an hour and a half the other day, I did not agree. I did one of the dumbest things I've ever done. So I decided, I'm like, I want fucking, this is before I started my diet, but I'm like, I want Mexican. I'm like, I want to go fucking nuts. I'm going to make fucking taco burrito, like the whole thing.
Solid move.
Yeah. I go, I buy the stuff and I get this like real fucking hot sauce. And there was like a thing that you peel on the top of it. And I'm peeling it off. And as I'm peeling it off, I'm like, I can't get it right. And then like finally I peel it. And when I rip it, hot sauce
shoots in your eye.
Right into my fucking eye.
Shit.
It was so whack. Okay, so it shoots into my eye. And I'm like, okay. So now I do 10 seconds where I'm like, all right. Like it's bad. And I'm like, I got to find the sink. So I started to get over to the sink. And on my way there, I let out a yell that like my neighbors definitely heard because it started to like really fucking burn. And then I just got to the sink and I'm just splashing water on my head. And then mid splash, I go, what if I'm blind? And then I start freaking out about like, am I blind? So I'm trying to open my eyes to make sure I'm not blind, but it burns. It was the dumbest thing.
That's the most you've freaked out, I feel like, in years.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, Andrew.
You don't get freaked out often.
No, but it was the pain mixed with the panic. And then also this is so fucking stupid, but it shows what a fat kid I am. Somewhere in there, I started thinking this ruined Mexican day. Like this ruined the meal. And I started being really upset because I was like, I try and eat so clean. And then I finally like splurge to do something. And now I'm just in horrible pain.
Murphy's Law.
Hot sauce in the eye, Annie.
Damn, hot sauce in the eye. Not the best.
No, thank you. It was tough. And then it took me like a good 20 minutes to recover where I was like, okay, I'm ready to fucking chow.
So hold on. So you're doing Mexican day and you're getting hot sauce and you get it in your eye and you're like, that's it. No more fucking Mexican food. I'm off sugar. Like that's
no, it just the pain. The pain was so intense that I was like,
you just think of all the things you have to give up.
I was so hungry, like leading up to it. And then the pain was so intense that I'm like, oh, I'm not, now I'm not excited about eating anymore because I just wasn't.
I get it.
I didn't have that hunger. Like now something, when I'm cooking and starting to go, like, you're getting that taste, you're getting this. And now this just threw us for a total fucking loop.
So you just skipped dinner?
No, then like I recovered like 20, 30, like while I was washing out my eye, I'm like, oh my God, what if I don't even want to eat now? You know, I'm just putting all the horrible, you know, what if my mother never loved me? It's just all the most horrible stuff ever going through. What if I'm a blind kid? You know, what if I need a fucking dog? Like it all.
You went there.
I have something that I need to send to the boys. Where could I send a photo right now to where you guys will see it best?
Why don't you airdrop it to Set Playback 2?
Okay. I don't even know how to airdrop.
I can do it for you.
Oh no, because I want you to see it on the thing for the first time.
Go to you're gonna send and
okay,
then you
I got
see
it.
Airdrop?
Airdrop Bluetooth off because I don't want cancer.
What?
No, I don't know. I just in my head, I'm like, Bluetooth can't be good for you, you know? So I try and turn it off as much as I can. Set to playback.
What?
Yeah, that's
some shit
that's
I would
insanity,
say, nigga.
That's crazy. Dude.
That's why I don't hate you, Annie, even though you want me to.
God damn it.
Well, do you think 5G gives you cancer too?
No, I was kidding about it giving you cancer. I just don't think Bluetooth can be good for me. You know what I mean? So I'm like, if I could shut it off and I'm not using it, why wouldn't I? You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm like, I know this isn't like making me stronger, or at least I don't think so.
Right, so it's definitely making you weaker.
Maybe, I don't know, but I just, or it's neutral and it's not doing anything, you know? What is set to playback, you said?
Yeah. Okay, set to playback.
So I'm watching this show. I haven't watched a dating show in a fucking long time, and I finally found one that I was like, okay, this is watchable. And this girl, and I want to get the boys' reaction for the first time when they see it. This girl puts this photo up about, like, I mean, it's just the craziest fucking story. So this girl was, unfortunately for Tom Segura, we can't make his day. There's no video of it, but she got trampled by a horse. So that's why her leg got like that. So now, but here's the thing. She puts, in my head, I go, if this is what you're showing.
Can you describe what you're seeing?
Jamie, can you describe what you're seeing?
Okay.
Take a deep breath.
It's a girl with a lovely body in a bikini. She's posing provocatively with her legs up, her knee, like feet are on the floor, legs, knees are up. And her front leg is in like a very intense metal brace situation. And from her ankle to her kneecap where the brace covers, her leg is hairy like a caveman because she can't clearly shave where she's had this brace for quite some time.
Which when I showed this to Tom, he kind of called bullshit like on it. He's like,
I
she could get in there.
Too. That foot doesn't match.
But this is a real picture. She showed it. She's on a dating show and she showed the picture. So what happened? She got trampled by the horse, whatever. She was recovering for 3-6 months and this is her leg. So she left it unshaved. And like you said, caveman vibes.
Yeah. Oh yeah. This is thick hair.
Yeah. So, and here's my thought, right?
Mine didn't even look like that in COVID.
I understand people wanting to empower themselves when they're embarrassed about something and put it out there. But here's the thing. The brace came off. It came off a month after this, and she was fine.
She just put it back on for the photo?
No. Like, after this photo, like, you know, a month later or whatever, the brace came off, and now she's fine. So it's like, why did you have to show this? Because she says that she's very insecure about this, but she put it out there. So I don't, guys, what do you think when you see this photo?
What is she making a statement for? People that can't shave their legs? I don't understand.
And here's the thing. If she was stuck like this forever, I'm like, you know what? Good for you. You want to overcome this thing, that this fucking stigma or whatever. It's gone. I had a cast. I broke both bones in my arm when I was younger. I had a cast. It started to stink after like whatever, a month or two. I didn't go to people, hey, smell this. I was like, oh, this is gross.
This is me and my stinky cast.
And it's going to go away in a month. Or if it's like forever, I get having to show people. What is she doing here, Jamie? Why is she showing this picture?
I don't think it's about the leg. I think she liked how her body looked in this photo.
I mean, the leg
and
is part of her body.
Correct, but I think it's like to be sensational and what can make be different and get me attention. Like, this is what got her on this podcast right now.
What do you boys think when you see this?
I think, you know, it's...
Because are you going to look her up now? Or are you wondering who she is? Well, are you going to go to her Instagram page?
Never.
An epidemic of, you know, ladies that have their legs trampled by horses. And so she's just showing that it's like, hey, you know...
This is for us. This one's for us.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, it's okay, guys.
It's a large community.
Fellas, can we get more? What do other guys think?
I'm thinking I'm hidden. I'm going to need to see that face first, but I'm hidden.
So you throw that hairy leg over your shoulder, have it right by your ear?
I ain't looking at a damn leg. We're fine.
No. I'm saying when you're banging her, are you down to throw that leg up on your shoulder and the
just
scruff?
Just put a knee-high sock on.
I mean, something tells me she can't do that without hurting during that time. Right. So I'm going to probably have to take it easy on that leg, but I just won't look at it, yeah. It's fine. I'm hidden. She. The body's cute. I'm gonna need to see that face though.
I watched this video the other day with 10 people are in a line, and then they have somebody come on the show, and you pick who is the most successful OnlyFans person, all the way down to the least successful, and like a bunch of the dudes, they were saying like, yeah, I just don't show my face on there, and like I have like a decent body, but like I jerk off and I masturbate, and all of my subscribers, like they're like, I make $3,000 a month, and they're like, all of my subscribers are dudes.
Yeah, right.
Who want to see this shit.
Yeah.
And the guys are like, I just don't care. Like, it's. I make a video of me jerking off. I send it out. I don't care who watches. I make $3,000 a month. Yeah. How do you guys feel about that? Do you guys have a number?
Like, that's cool as shit.
Mm-hmm. That's dope. Good
do you guys have a number? But I'm saying for you, would you guys have a number where you would do from the neck down masturbating videos to put on the internet? What would you have to make a month?
Wait, from the neck down so people don't know that it's
people don't even know it's you. It's just, it's just your body.
Some pretty defining features, I think.
I don't know. I think a lot of people. I think most of your defining features are from the neck up.
Unless I laugh during it, then it's fucking. then I'm probably giving up.
Which would be really sad. If you laugh during masturbation.
You don't laugh after you come.
That might be his little...
yeah, you charge a premium for that.
His special.
Yeah, if you get the laugh. But really, is there a price where if somebody came to you on the side and said, hey, listen, no one will ever know. I'm starting this site. We're paying guys. What's your number?
I don't know. I don't think I would do it.
Why don't you throw something out there?
No. This is your... What do you...
Per month?
We could start low and go high. $1,000 a month to show videos of you jerking off without your head. Do you do it?
I'm good on that.
Higher. Mm,
yeah, higher.
Okay, do we go two?
Nah.
Higher.
Three?
Nah.
Higher.
All right, this is like an auction. I'll jump right to five.
Five.
I'll do it for five.
$5,000 a month. You hear that, ladies?
Yeah.
And dudes?
Nah.
Higher?
No. Yeah,
it's got to be a quitting amount.
What? Why? But you're not even showing your face, though.
Yeah, I'm not trying to supplement shit.
You do it once a month?
$10,000 a month?
For how many times? Once a week?
Yeah. Or let's just say half of the time that you masturbate, you gotta video it. And you're gonna put it out there.
Never mind. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah.
How often are you masturbating?
You're turning a thing that you like into a thing that is work now.
You're just set up the camera over there. You don't even know what's on.
Nah, that's more work than your.
It's not forgetting that it's on.
No, what if the guy said, "Hey, the angle doesn't even matter.
I have a producer. The guy who runs the site.
If he's like, "Hey,
so
listen,
I have a guy there working a camera while I'm jerking
off." No.
Off?
He just tells you. You send me the videos. I take care of the rest. That's all you got to do. You show neck down, and it doesn't have to be great lighting, great this. It's not like you're doing.
Why do
fucking,
I need a guy?
I think because he runs
the site. Like he runs the OnlyFans of this. That's going to get you more money.
But do you got to put on like a show? You know, does it gotta be a good session?
No. They're not even seeing your face. No, you just jerk off.
No, but he's saying like you gotta make it look good though. You
know? No, it's just a video of you jerking off.
I think you do though. You're not just gonna do it lazily.
No, because I think there's a little bit.
We gotta produce this shit.
No, there's a little bit of everything for anybody. You could go online and find porn where it's set up and it's gorgeous, and then you could find one where you're like, oh, this looks like someone just put a fucking camera there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm saying this is where the least amount of work. I just want to know what you would be.
I think it's got to be north of 50 for that to be like
$50,000 a month?
Wow. Yeah.
Mm-mm. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Mine's lower than that.
Lower than that.
Then fucking start jerking off, my guy.
No one's offering me $49,000 a month, or I would.
Aw.
That's wow, 50. Good for you, man. I'm happy for you. Now I don't feel bad taking your money next time we gamble.
You're never taking my fucking money.
Yeah, well, can someone clip that?
There you go.
All right, we're out of here. Thank you guys for listening. That was sorry, Jamie. You weren't as up in the mix as usual. Yeah, there was gambling and poop
rest.
Talk. And,
thank you.
Okay, good. Happy we could give you a little pot off.
Bye.